Isaiah chapter 59. Look, the Lord's hand is not too short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so deaf that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue mutters wickedness. No one cares about justice or pleads their case with honesty. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive trouble and give birth to sin. They hatch the eggs of deadly snakes and weave the spider's web. Whoever eats their eggs dies, and if one is crushed, it hatches into a viper. Their webs cannot be used as clothes, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are the works of iniquity, and the acts of violence are in their hands. Their feet run to do evil, and they are quick to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Devastation and destruction follow in their tracks. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have made their paths crooked. Whoever walks in them does not know peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. He will look for light, but see only darkness, for brightness, but we will walk in utter darkness. We grope along the wall like the blind. We grope as those who have no eyes. We stumble at noonday just like it was twilight. Among the living, we are like dead men. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. Our transgressions are with us. As for our iniquities, we are all well aware of them, rebelling and denying the Lord, turning away from following our God, talking about oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering lies from the heart. Justice is turned back, and righteousness stands far off. Truth has stumbled in the street, and uprightness cannot even enter. Truth is lacking. Anyone who rejects evil makes themselves a target. The Lord saw it, and the fact that there was no justice displeased him. He saw that there was no vindicator, and was amazed that there was no one to intervene. Therefore his own arm brought salvation to him. His righteousness supported him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on garments of vengeance, and was clothed with zeal as a robe. According to their deeds, so he will repay wrath to his adversaries and punishment to his enemies. Even to the distant coastlands he will repay them. So they will fear the name of the Lord from the west and revere his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream that the wind of the Lord drives on. A redeemer will come to Zion, and to those in Jacob who turn from their sin, says the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My spirit that is on you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, will not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouths of your children, nor out of the mouths of your children's children, says the Lord, from now to forever. Isaiah chapter 59.